This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Primal Potential is about you. Your ability to change is not defined by yesterday and doesn't need to wait until tomorrow. Your transformation is now. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and this is sort of an in-between-isode is what we're going to call it. I have been having a bunch of conversations with you guys about the 12 Weeks to Transformation self-study and about creating change and being more effective in creating change in this new year. And I actually went live one night this week to talk about creating change and to answer your questions. And I thought the best way to kind of put this message out there so that it lives here for everybody to access is to record a podcast. So my primary objective is to chat with you for just a few minutes. This is going to be a really short episode. This isn't one of our normal episodes. You guys know our regular episodes air on Mondays and Saturdays, Saturdays being Q&A shows. But my primary objective is to talk to you about creating change, what gets in the way, and how we can be more effective. My secondary objective is to address your questions about the very brand new 12 Weeks to Transformation self-study. Lots of questions have been coming in via email, via direct message. So having this here to point to and to address questions that maybe some of you haven't asked yet is just efficient. So let's do that. There isn't anybody who, if given the option, would say, I don't want to get better at creating change. Because it really doesn't matter what goal in life we have. We all have different goals, and most of us have many different areas where we want to create change. Sometimes people think that that is like a downside or a problem, I guess is the better way to say it. It's a problem that, you know, gosh, there's so many things I want to improve. I don't know where to start. And that's not a problem at all. And it's also extremely common and expected. I would be surprised if you said, you know what, there's only one thing I want to change. There's only one area I want to improve. That's just not reality for most people. Because we've got lots of things happening in our lives. We want our relationships to be better. Maybe we want to have either more friendships or better friendships or spend more time with friends. We want to improve our marriage. We want to make more money. We want to have less debt. We want to improve our fitness and our health and all of those things, right? Spend more time working on ourselves, have our homes be more organized. If you are somebody who feels frustrated or overwhelmed by the fact that there are a bunch of different areas that you want to improve, I think this episode is going to help a lot in addition to some episodes that we have coming up, especially in early February. We talk about that a lot. When it comes to change, improvement, it is really, truly not about having the right plan or the perfect plan. There is no perfect plan. And there are thousands of effective plans. I hear people all the time saying, I'm not sure if I should do this or I should do that. Honestly, it doesn't matter. And I'll tell you why. It's not a defect in the plan that holds people back, right? When we think about weight loss and all the different strategies, one person isn't successful because they intermittently fast and the other person isn't successful because they don't intermittently fast. It's not the plan. There are thousands of plans that work to get out of debt, to start a business, to improve your relationships. You can take any number of paths. The issue is how you think and how you react in response to your own excuses, your tendency to delay, procrastinate, put things off, right? Change is not about, gosh, should I do it this way or should I do it that way? Should I start here or should I start there? And so for all of you jumping around, starting again every single Monday, having tried 700 different plans in the world, I want you to really hone in on this piece of my message. And that is becoming more effective at creating any change in your life is about improving the way you think and the way you react in response to your own excuses, your tendency to delay or procrastinate or put things off, how you think or react in response to coming across obstacles, how you think and react in response to feeling kind of apathetic. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It's about improving how you think and how you react in response to stress, in response to temptation, in response to setbacks. That is what is at issue when we struggle, when we fail to reach our goals. It's not that we didn't pick the right plan, this thing didn't work for me. We all have the opportunity to improve how we think and react in response to excuses, delay, obstacles, apathy, stress, temptation, setback, any number of other things. The beauty of that approach is that we don't have to any longer run around with our like chickens with our head cut off, trying this, trying that, asking this person and that person and next person. But also, when we improve the way we think and react in response to these things, procrastination, excuses, obstacles, setbacks, temptation, stress, you name it, when we improve the way we think and we respond to these things, we get better at everything. I was talking to somebody, I mentioned that I went live the other night to answer questions about the new self-study for the 12 Weeks to Transformation, and somebody said to me, you know, do you think this is the right time? Because I'm currently working full-time and I've gone back to school. I want to get healthier. I want to improve my finances, but is this the right time for me? And this isn't just a random opinion in theory. I've seen this prove true in my own life and with hundreds of clients that I've worked with who are in a similar situation, meaning hundreds of my clients have been in a situation where they want to create change, but they're either working multiple jobs or they're in school and they're working, that sort of thing. It's actually the perfect time to invest in improving how you think and how you react in response to excuses, procrastination, putting things off, obstacles, feelings of apathy, stress, because when you do that, not only will you be better able to make progress towards that goal you have, but you're in school and you're working, you're going to get better at those things too. And that's why when you hear clients of mine come on the show who have been through the 12 Weeks to Transformation, we recently had one just this past Monday as of when I'm recording this, they say, I came in for this, but this and this and this also improved. My primary goal was this, but I found that, you know, I'm a better parent now and my home is more organized and I'm getting more things done at work and I'm happier because these skills that allow us to become more effective change agents also benefit every single area of our lives. So using myself as an example, just to keep it real. I shared with you guys that when I'm pregnant right now, and before I got pregnant, I was just a few months postpartum, hadn't lost the baby weight from my pregnancy in 2020, and was dealing with thyroid issues, stress issues, grief issues, depression issues, and hadn't lost the baby weight, which, you know, is fine. Then I get pregnant again and it's winter. And so my normal walks along the canal are trickier because there's not so much daylight. And gosh, on the water, it's like easily 10 degrees cooler than it is around here. All that to say, I noticed my mind going to, well, it's okay, you know, so I work out a little bit less, or I'm pregnant and I'm already heavier. So like, what's a cupcake? What's a piece of pizza? Plus the fatigue and all of those other factors associated not only with pregnancy, but also with dealing with the loss we experienced in the spring, all those stories come up. And it's not that I don't know what to do to be healthy. It's not that I don't know the things that are helpful and the things that are harmful. That's never at issue, right? I mean, well, I shouldn't say never. It's rarely at issue when people want to change anything, whether it's debt or health or any number of other things. When I focus on, okay, it's not that I need to eat more vegetables and eat less sugar and work out more. No, I need to focus on improving how I think and improving how I react in response to apathy. I don't really care. I need to focus on improving how I think and improving how I react in response to temptation, in response to lack of motivation. The beautiful thing about that is as I do that, I recognize that these ways of thinking are present. I focus on improving my response. I'm more efficient in my work. I'm a better wife. I take better care of my home because those same barriers, whether it's apathy or lack of motivation or temptation, they show up not just with regards to food and working out, they show up in regards to how I care for my home. They show up in the work that I do for my job every single day. They show up in my marriage. So as we take this approach to change, I'm improving how I think and how I react in response to these things that are barriers to me no matter what the goal is, that have been barriers to me no matter what plan or path I've taken. I not only accelerate my progress in that area, but I also improve my performance in every other area of my life. What I noticed for, just a casual couple of decades, was that motivation really didn't matter. And honestly, my goal really didn't matter. And I had a lot of goals. Obviously, it was a long span of time, a couple of decades. But specific to the primary one for me at that phase of my life, which was my weight, I'm not sure you would have found a person on the earth who wanted to lose weight more than I did, because I saw my weight as the reason for my depression. I saw the weight as a barrier in my relationships, in my marriage relationship. I saw it as a barrier in my relationship with friends. I didn't want to go out and do things. I would rather be home alone than deal with, like, what am I going to wear? And everybody's going to be looking at me. And it's going to be harder to eat healthy if I'm doing social things. So I saw my weight as a barrier in every way. I didn't feel good about myself. I didn't feel good in my skin. I didn't feel good about my health. It led to confidence issues, or at least I believed that it led to confidence issues in every relationship I had. I wanted nothing more than to overcome this struggle with food, this struggle with weight. It consumed so much of my time, of my energy, of my emotion. And yet, despite the certainty that I wanted it more than I wanted anything else in the world, despite that certainty, I would still overeat. I would still say things like, I'm going to get this out of my system. I'm going to start fresh on Monday. I'll start tomorrow. This one thing won't hurt. And that made me crazy. Honestly, I can't tell you how many times I would think to myself or say to somebody else, I don't understand how I can want this so bad and still say yes to the bag of Swedish fish, the pint of ice cream, the multiple servings of tortilla chips at the Mexican restaurant, and then a chimichanga plus a margarita. I didn't get it. I had so much motivation. I had so much drive, so much desire, and I still made excuses. And I see that constantly with my clients. They're miserable, buried in debt, but they're still not taking the steps and embracing the discipline to create a change. They desperately want to be fit and mobile, but they're still not working out regularly. They're still saying, oh, I'll start on Monday, not today, I'm too tired, I'm overwhelmed, I'm going to do this instead. It's not a matter of motivation. It's not even a matter of clarity on the goal. The obstacle that we have to tackle, that hidden key that we didn't realize was the thing we needed, is improving how we think and react in response to these common barriers. And I don't know what specifically your barriers are, but typically they fall in line with these things that I've mentioned, the excuses, procrastination, stress, apathy, temptation, responding to setbacks. When we do that, this is what I mean when I say we become better thinkers. And these issues, these challenges, these barriers that have held us back on every single plan, on every single path, I do so well for a few days, and then I feel like I'm just back to square one. When we overcome these things, there's a million plans, programs, strategies that will work and that will be effective. But until we do this work, until we lead with becoming a better thinker and improving how we think and we react in response to our most common barriers or obstacles or emotions, we're going to struggle. That is why I wanted to do the 12 weeks to transformation. Because I get it. People want to be told what to do. And even though that hasn't worked for them 100 million times before, it's still easier to wrap your mind around, and people still want that. Even though they've had a meal plan or a food list or a strategy for getting out of debt 1,000 times before, and the issue is they just didn't follow it. They made excuses, exceptions, they put it off, etc. They had too much stress, they didn't have enough time, all of those common things, they still want to be told what to do. And I realized early in Primal Potential that I could jump on that bandwagon if I wanted to make money, right? If I wanted to be popular and make money, just tell people what to do. Just tell them exactly what to do. But I know that's not effective. And even though I lose a lot of listeners and I lose a lot of clients because people just want a black and white, straightforward, do this, not that, follow these steps, and boom, you're free, even if they don't adhere to it, again, I don't want to perpetuate that problem, because that sucked me in for decades. And I tried so many things and I spent so much money. And more than that, I slowly eroded my trust and my confidence in myself, not because I wasn't capable, not because change wasn't possible for me, but because I was going about it the wrong way. And that's why, I don't know, about 5 years ago now, I put together the 12 weeks to transformation. People wanted it to be about weight. It's not. People wanted it to be do this, not that, here's your instructions list. It's not that either. It is about this very thing, improving how you think and how you react in response to your most common barriers. And that's why people will say, is the 12 weeks to transformation a weight loss program? No, but many people do come in, I would say about 50%, do come in with that as their primary goal. But at the end of the day, improving how you think and how you react in response to your excuses or your desire to procrastinate or stress and apathy and temptation, improving how you think and react in response to any setback that you come across, this is a critical skill for everything, for getting out of debt, for improving your marriage, for starting a business, for building a business, for losing weight, for improving your fitness, to being happier, all of the above. And that's why people love it. That's why people stick with it. That's why we've had waiting lists for the last 4 of the 5 years since it existed. But we've recently kind of changed it. And we haven't changed the content. It still is going to give you all of those same tools to improve how you think and react to those things. It's just delivered in a slightly different way. So if you've been around for a while, you probably heard me say in the fall of 2020 that it was the final 12 weeks to transformation ever. And it was in its previous form. Probably at least 300 or 400 of you reached out to me and either said, this sucks so bad, I've been saving up to do it and now it's gone. Or people said, well, I get that you're not going to be doing it the way you were doing it, but is there a way that I can just like purchase the material, the lessons, the tools themselves? And that was kind of, as soon as we considered it, a no-brainer. I mean, the weekly challenges are there. The daily coaching audios are there. The identity journal is there. And just to give a little bit of context to why the fall was the last one that I was doing as I had been doing it, and of course, I'll tell you kind of what's different now. The reason was primarily I needed to take a lot off my plate in order to write my second book. And having lost my daughter in March and continued to work through that time, I just needed to scale back a little bit. And writing a book is no vacation for sure. Writing a book and, you know, keeping up with the podcast and the daily mindset upgrades and that sort of stuff. But I just needed to create some more margin. But I know that the 12 weeks to transformation is in extremely high demand. We have over 1,000 people on the wait list every single season, but it's time for a new season. And so this is where the self-study comes into play. And I just want to reiterate, right? We have one challenge every week. It's a different challenge every single week that is aimed at improving the way you think and the way you react in response to your own excuses, your tendency to procrastinate or put things off, any obstacles that you run into, improving how you think and react in response to stress, in response to facing temptation. One challenge per week. Plus, on top of that, we have what I call a daily coaching audio, not to be confused with the daily mindset upgrades. That's something separate. That's outside of the 12 weeks. But what I realized after probably the first 3 years of the 12 weeks, we didn't introduce this until about 3 years in, people could be super clear on the challenge of the week, the one thing, only one thing you're focused on for that week. They could be really clear on it on Sunday or Monday, but then come say Thursday, it's like, what are we doing? What are we focusing on? Sorry, I got distracted. And I wanted to kind of tether you to that one focus for the week every single day. And we do that with these short daily coaching audio messages. They're a 1 to 3 minute audio message from me to you that correspond to the challenge of the week. So maybe it's reminding you of a way to implement the challenge for that week. Maybe it's challenging your perspective or how you think about the particular obstacle or barrier that we're trying to overcome that week, but we're keeping you anchored to that challenge. Because even with the best of intentions, the highest degree of motivation, we have other things competing for our attention. So in the self-study, you still have the weekly challenge, right? You still have the daily coaching audio message. You still have the ability to ask me questions because there's a discussion board. What has changed is that we don't have a Facebook group anymore, which if you're like me and you abhor Facebook, you're probably like, great, who cares, right? Some of you I know really like it. But again, though we don't have a Facebook group, we do have the discussion board inside the 12 Weeks to Transformation. It lives on a platform called Thinkific. It's just a platform for delivering material. And there is a discussion board in there. So you can ask questions in there. You can connect with other people in there, just not via the Facebook group. The biggest change, I would say, to the self, well, the biggest change is the price. We dropped the price by 68%. So it's never been more flexible or accessible. But one of the changes in terms of like how it works week to week, I used to, back when it was $1,500, and we're not doing that anymore, I used to go live on a coaching call once a week to answer questions. You still get access to coaching calls. It's just an archive. So one thing that I've noticed in the last 5 years of doing this is, though we are all unique and we have our own unique experiences, it's the same questions over and over, right? I mean, if we were to compare the questions, the struggles, the frustrations that people have in one session versus another, versus another, versus another, the details and nuances might be different, but the general underlying question or frustration or struggle and the response, the solution, the practice and strategy is really the same. So instead of going live with me 1 hour a week, you get access to an archive of past coaching calls. So you're still getting that coaching, and it doesn't eliminate your own ability to ask questions. Remember, we have a discussion board for that, but the coaching calls are in a recorded archive for you instead of live real time. One of the benefits to that and to transitioning to this self-study model, in addition to it being way more accessible from a financial perspective, is that you can go through it at your own pace. So in the past, the way we did it before it was a self-study, back when it was $1,500, which it is not, we were all on the same schedule, right? We would all start, say, on January 1st with week one, and then on January 7th, we moved to week two. And for some people, that posed a challenge. Maybe they wanted to spend 2 weeks on one particular challenge of the week, or maybe they got sick and they fell behind, or they were on vacation, or they had a really crazy time at work. People would be frustrated by the fact that they were falling behind. With it being a self-study, number one, you can start whenever you want. And number two, you don't necessarily have to go week by week. So you have a longer time to complete it. It used to be you've got 12 weeks to go through 12 weeks and then adios. Now you've essentially got 6 months. And so if you want to spend 2 weeks on a given challenge, or you want to press pause because you've got something else going on and you want to come back to it, or you want to go through the entire thing twice, you can do that, which is super, super exciting. One of the other changes, and all of this information is at primalpotential.com/register. One of the other changes is how we're handling the identity journal. So the identity journal is a custom journal that I created specific for the 12 weeks to transformation. And it used to be when you paid $1,500 that we would automatically put one in the mail to you. Now, with it being dramatically less expensive, just $4.99. We've taken 68% off the price. You get a PDF of the journal. You can purchase the journal separately. I think it's $18. So if you want the physical one for us to send you in the mail, then you can just purchase that within the program itself. So you still have access to it. If you want the physical copy, cool, that's an option. It just functions a little bit differently in terms of the how to, all right? So I share all of this because, as I said, my primary objective is sharing with you that our previous approaches to change, just trying to white-knuckle willpower it, jump from plan to plan, try to follow the rules, that's not what it takes. What it takes, what changes our lives, is improving, optimizing, upgrading how we think and how we react in response to these things that have, up until this point, gotten in the way. Whether that is your own excuses, your tendency to put things off, any particular obstacle that comes up with a work project or a late night or stress, temptation, any setback that you run into, that is what we're doing. We're becoming better thinkers. And the challenge every week helps you do that. Now, one last thing I wanted to touch on, because there was a lot of questions about this, and now I can have all the answers live right here and point people to that. There are three tiers to the 12 weeks to transformation, three levels. You do not have to go through all levels, okay? Level one is what we call rookies. That is where you start. You can just do rookies, and some people do that. You know what? I have the tools. I've made tremendous improvements. I did the rookies 12 weeks. I'm good to go now. After the first couple years of the 12 weeks, what I noticed is some people liked the structure and the format so much that they kept doing rookies over and over because they wanted to keep the practices top of mind. And I was like, you know, there's more challenges, there's more skills we can develop, whether it's using enthusiasm as a tool or becoming a creative, energetic problem solver or any number of other things. And so that, a couple years ago, is when we added in level two and level three, which we call Vets 1 and Vets 2. Some people go through all three levels. Some people just do rookies. Some people do rookies and Vets 1 and never go on to Vets 2. Other people are excited to do all three. So when you go to primalpotential.com/register, you're going to see that you can start with rookies. That's where you have to start. You do not have the option to skip rookies and go to Vets 1. If you're brand new, you start with rookies. Or if you've already done rookies, you can purchase Vets 1. You understand the flow there. One of the other things I want you to consider, though, is that if you bundle and you get all three, you basically get one free. So for, I think it's $9.99, you can get all three levels. So that's three distinct, unique 12-week programs. And you get it for $9.99, which is less than what one level, rookies, would have cost you just 3 months ago. All right. So that's a crazy deal. Plus, I think you get access for 18 months when you do all three levels. So you can just come in and do rookies and purchase Vets later if you want to, or never do that. Or you can purchase all three. You get one free. So you're paying $9.99 for all three, which again is less than what rookies alone used to be. All right. I'm pretty sure those are all the questions. Doesn't matter where you live, doesn't matter your time zone. We have people all over the world who go through it. You can get all the details. There's a ton of details outlining how it works, what's included, answering all your FAQs, that sort of stuff at primalpotential.com/register. primalpotential.com/register. I think I tackled all the questions, but if I didn't, do not hesitate to reach out and ask. You can DM me on Instagram. You can find me there at Elizabeth Benton. You can shoot me an email. Anyway, we will get your question answered. But I wanted to put that forward to change the way you're thinking about any goal that you have and the strategy to tackle it. But I also wanted to make sure you guys knew that this self-study is now available. We just announced it last week, right at the beginning of 2021, and I wanted to answer all your questions about it. So if you have other questions, do not hesitate to let me know. I hope that you'll consider it, because I definitely don't want you to consider doing or to continue doing the two steps forward, two steps back thing. That's incredibly frustrating. I hope you have an amazing day, and we'll get back to our regularly scheduled Monday, Saturday podcast episode routine. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to the Primal Potential Podcast, where our goal is not to help you learn. Our goal is to help you change. This is a year of action. Take something you learned from this episode and put it into action in your life today. To learn more about working more closely with me and the Primal Potential team, please visit primalpotential.com/transform.